Okay. What I'd like to learn tonight is not necessarily directed to the this week's parsha, but rather it's the upcoming parshas and the time frame that we find ourselves in. And every year post Chanukah, we start thinking already Shovavim. The upcoming parshas, and Shovavim is the Rosh Yetevos for the parshas of Shmos. Vayera bo b'shalach Yisro mishpatim. It literally means to return, like a lashon of tshuva, based on in Yirmiyahu says shuvu banim shovavim, return you wayward children. And it's a time of teshuva. It's a time of working on personal holiness. It's a time of returning to Hashem. So I was thinking, instead of our regular Hilchos Shabbos here tonight, we'll learn a short idea. I have a beautiful sefer here. These are Sichos Kodesh, Meis Harav Hagoyin Hatzadik. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter Shlita, who's a leader in Breslov, in Eretz Yisrael. And I want to just learn, this is a sefer on Midos, but he has a piece here that I think is beautiful. Hopefully we'll get some chizuk from it. So he begins by quoting, again, I apologize, I don't have source sheets to read it, but I'll go slow, and if you have any questions, feel free to ask. He says like this, B'sefer Yismach Yisrael. So that was the Alexander Rebbe. Parshas Vayera, cause the Dvaram Noran, write something amazing. Mi sheharbe l'shoa ad shi'elo amukada tum. A person who did so many averas, they descended into like the deepest depths. Aparosos atzmo shetoveb oimik shoa. He sees himself as if he is sinking in drowning in sin. Im kolze im yomil l'nafshanosh. He says to his soul. Hashem is going to arrange things to help get me out of here. He believes in the chesed of Hashem. He believes Hashem wants him. Even though he's, God forbid, fallen to a very bad place. But he believes in that place. There's still a healing for his soul. That nothing is too far gone. He miyiske v'yanach, right? He groans, he sighs, gives a krechts. Afanocha achas me'umkad liba. But it's a sincere krechts. It's a sincere feeling of, oh, how did I end up in this place? Hashem yizborach yorlo. Hashem will lighten up for him. Umisham yalehi l'or oilam. And from that place, from this depth of the shmutz that he finds himself in, Hashem will bring up to or olam l'or b'or achayim. And that's what it means. The pasuk v'zeh va'atzia sho'ol hineka. If I go down, it's a pasuk in the Tehillim, in the Kuf Lamites. If I go to the depths of Sho'ol, the lowest of the lowest, the worst of the worst, from there, Hashem, you're there. You're going to bring me up. So, a first idea is that no matter what has happened, a person is never too far gone, as long as there's a sincere request, a sincere belief that Hashem can help him. Hashem will help him, and that's what it means here. This depth. So now he says the following idea. If Hashem does this chesed for those who have gone against his will, chas v'shalom, so then how much more so Hashem will help out those who are trying to do his will? Im kach, hu ma'am, shal rishay Yisrael ha'gidolim, harei vadei shemisha osik b'to tefila u'maniach tefillin. Imagine a person who's learning and doing mitzvahs, putting on tefillin, right, Mekayim Mitzvahs, Chayiv Lahamin BeGoyel Chashivus Veitzel Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person like that has a chiv, an obligation to believe how chashiv, how important, and how special he is to Hashem. VeEin Ze BeChlal Gaiva. This is not an ego trip. Look how special I am. Look at me. Ooh-ah. No, this is just understanding the mitzias of who you are, the mahus, the essence of the Jewish soul, and what it means to have that. One second, let somebody else into the room. Yeah, right. So this is not gaiva. Elohi emuna b'koychu shel kol nefesh miYisrael. This is not gaiva. This is actually believing in the ability of every single Jew. Ki chein hu rotzon Hashem yizborach shenakir b'chashivoseinu. That Hashem's rotzon is that we should recognize our chashivas. And this is not gaiva. To recognize that a person has kochos and has a special relationship with Hashem is required. We're supposed to do this. We're supposed to be thinking about this, and that's part of it. Because we are part of the Jewish people who Hashem has chosen. We have a chiyuv, an obligation to think about and to reflect upon. To think about and to understand and reflect about the chashivas of every single Jew. Every single one is called Yisrael. Meaning, not only am I special, not only you special, every single Jew has a chashivas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The agav and Agav, how you translate that? By the way, Chayav kol echav echel ledas gam goydel chashivus atzmo. If I have to really think about how much Hashem cares about every single Jew, well, I'm also part of Klal Yisrael. Ich bin oich yid. I'm also a Jew, and therefore I'm also included in this chashivus. Shehari gam hu atzmo mechlal zera Yaakov asher bocher bano. We're also part of the people with the am hanivcha that Hashem has chosen us, and that Hashem cares about us. Umi she'enu mamim bezeh. If a person doesn't believe in this, sharp words. Harehu apikors gomer, you're a complete apikors. You're a complete heretic if you don't believe that you have cheshivas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes we beat ourselves up and we tell ourselves, oh, you know, if God only knew what I did, he wouldn't really think I'm so chashiv. Believe me, God knows what you do more than your mother knows what you do. But Hashem loves us. Afal pichein, Hashem loves us. And that's the whole thing. That we never think about the you know, I'm no longer on the winning team. I'm no longer chashiv to Hashem. Every Jew has this, and if I realize that every Jew, I have to remind myself that I'm also part of that. And then he says, Oh Matsino Batehilim ala Pasuk. This is in Perik Ayin Tes. Nosnu es nivlas ma'achol le'of ha'shamayim basar chasidecha le'chayus oritz. It's talking about the chapter over there, that chapter that Tehillim is talking about by the Churban, what the punishments that happened. Literally means, you've given you the nevelas, the corpses are for the food for the birds to eat. The boss of the flesh of chasidech of your pious ones became for the chayos of the land. They're being eaten, being consumed, being terrible punishments. Pirish Rashi. So he quotes Rashi. What does it mean chasidecha? Velo rishoyim. Hay beisacharim. What are you telling me? Chasidecha, your pious ones, the ones that their bodies are being thing. They were rishoyim. The Jewish people doing all sorts of averus. You know, from the Gemara's the three big cardinal sins of avodah zara, giliarayis, shvichas damim, lashon hara. Right? Terrible things. So he's a rishoyim. Shai ogde avodah zara ella. Kevin shekiblu onsham harehem nikraim avadecha v'chasidecha. But because they were makabel and they accepted upon themselves the punishment, now they're called Hashem's eved, Hashem's chosid. V'zeh godul milas nishmas Yisrael. That's the greatness of the level, the exalted level that the Jewish soul can go to. Even though they're doing the wrong things, because they accept them, they're matzdik the din, then Hashem, the pasuk refers to these people who are sinning as pious ones, chasidecha. And then he connects us to the story which we're familiar with in the end of Parshas Balak, the beginning of Parshas Pinchas. So he brings from the Orach Chaim. Uma ma'od me'irim divrei ha'Orach Chaim HaKadosh u'machazikim es komi asher b'shem Yisrael yichuneth. These words of the Orach Chaim give a chizik to everybody who's a Jew. He came cause of Orach Chaim HaKadosh b'maise de zimri bas solu v'chaz b'bas tzur. So we know that there was znus, there was inappropriate relationships happening, and again, that's connected to the inyan of Shovavim. Asher b'torah hu mechuna v'shem Yisrael. Right, let me just read the whole pasuk he's going on here. This is now, where is it? Perek Chafei Yud Dalid. Kivi, you can lean along with me. V'shem ish Yisrael hamuke asher huka es habidyonis zimri ben solu nasi beis av l'shimoni. So the one who was hit, right? What is the translation? The slain Israelite man who was slain with the Midianite woman was Zimri, son of Solu, leader of the father's house of the Simeonites. I don't know how to pronounce that word. Simeonites. I don't know how you say Shimon in English. Simon? Simeon? Okay. Dude, but back. Look at the diak that Orachaim Kodesh makes. This is amazing. He's called V'shem Ish Yisra. Madu lo kosov Shem Ha'ish? That's Orachaim's question. If you said the name of the man who was hit, we know who that is. Just say that. No, it says Shem Ish Yisroel, the name of the Jewish man. Why is he a Yisroel? Why is he called by that? So Kos Brachem Hakadosh La'achar Shekavar Huka, since after he got hit, slain, V'kibel Es Onsho, Az Kavar B'Shem Yisroel Yechuneh. Once we accept the din and we're matzik, what Hashem does to us, then we're called b'shem Yisrael. V'zeh l'shon ha-kodesh. This is what he brings on the pasuk again. This is Perek Chafei Yudalad. Al pi ma shekodem lanu b'divri ha-mekubolim shlo yidach nidach mikol nitzutzi ha-kedusha, that no one's going to be ultimately rejected. That's an important yisod in tshuva, an important yisod in shovavim. In a segment, let's some more people into the waiting room. That's an important yisod in tshuva, that no one's going to be rejected. Shlo yidach nidach. No one's going to be rejected. V'chulam nesof yizke l'makam sh'mimenim bo. Everyone's going to be able to return back to their source. Tshuva is shaykh to everybody. V'gam yira ish yisrael af yitzrach nafsho. Sof kol sof yachso l'shorsho. Everyone will get back to their shorish, to their place of origin, to the correct thing we're going to do. Hashem should protect us until that tikkun comes. That's why it says in the pasuk, referring to this one who is again having znus with a non-Jewish woman, v'shem ish Yisroel, the Jewish man. It is after he did this terrible ma'isa, b'shem Yisroel yichun. He's still called by the name Yisroel. He's still a Jew, right? You know the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, afapish. Even though a Jew sins, he's still called it by the shame Jew, right? Skipping a little bit, we see from the fact that he wasn't uprooted from his shorish. This is the one who was hit. He was killed by Pinchas. But the pasuk is coming to him for us. Right, Ela Rak Chilik Hazuhama Ashahuka Es Hamidyonis Rak Es Zehuka. He smacked the bat out of him, right? And this reminds me of a teaching from Rav Wolfson, Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita, Torah Vedas. The Mashgiach said that if you notice, the Torah says you're supposed to get 40 makos, but we don't give 40 makos. Joey, talk to me. How many makos do we really give? Not 40. How many? What's the most a person can get? Anyone, feel free to buzz in.
39,
correct, Scott. If we were having a kiddush, you'd get doubles, but we're not, so you don't. Right, correct. You get 39. So ask the mashkiach. It says, but Miss Parboim, you're supposed to get 40. Why don't you only get 39? So this is an amazing vort. He says like this. The Gemara tells, I believe it's in Nida, Arboim Yoim Litzir Savlad, that it takes 40 days to form a child, to form a Jew. And those 40 days are 40 levels in progressions. Descending. But at the shorish, at the root, at the basic level, that is the rotze ani, that pintliyid, that spark that exists inside every single Jew, and that never becomes defiled. All other external levels of a Jew could, Rachman al-Tzlan, could become defiled through a virus. But when you get makos, every single one of the makos, every time you get hit, that removes one level and you get brought back to the place. But only those areas that became defiled need to be corrected and purified through the lashes from Beis Din. So there's 40 stages, there's 40 days in the creation of a child, but the first level never becomes defiled. It's. I think the lesson he used was, it's ra proof. Like ra, the evil doesn't get to that place. So memelu, when it comes time to give makos, you only have to give 39, because there's a spark and a connection to the Jew that never ever did anything wrong, that does not want to, nor is it ever to be separated from. It's nor is it able to be separated from godliness. So that's what the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is bringing out here. This is all from the teachings of Rav Yachim Ershech Shlita, and he's explaining that this idea of returning of Shovavim is because there's a place inside of us that never really left. And as we return, you get back to the Shorish, you think about it, Teshuva doesn't mean to repent, right? Teshuva does not mean to repent, because the root in Hebrew of Shin, Vav, Beis, Shuv is to return, right? For example, like we talk about Hashavas Aveda, you're returning the lost object. You're not repenting the lost object. You're returning the lost object. So teshuvah, shovavim, the time period which we're coming up to, habal einu latova, is all about returning to our source. And that's the idea. That's a big chizuk for us. And that's what I just wanted to speak out tonight. This idea about reminding who we are, reminding ourselves of the cheshivas of every single neshama. We talk about Klal Yisrael. We have to remember we're part of Klal Yisrael. talk about the cheshivas of every single yid, we have to remind ourselves that I'm part of that. I'm included. I'm nichlal within that ret cheshbon. I'm part of Klal Yisrael, and therefore I also have a very special cheshivas. And that's why even a person goes to the deepest depths and felt dirty places, they found inappropriate things. Nevertheless, a person can return and come back, and it's still called B'Shem Yisrael. So tonight's learning should be a zechus for one of my talmidim, Yehoshua ben Rina, means the refuah shleima. So tonight's learning should be in that zechus, and we should continue. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll go back to the regular Hilchos Shabbos shir next week at our regularly scheduled time slot. But thank you everybody for coming. I know it was a last minute change. I appreciate everyone's flexibility with tonight's shir. We learn any questions?